With What's News, I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal. United Continental is adding premium seats to many of its jets in a bid to lure more business travelers. We'll have more on this in a moment. First, here are some headlines. In a State of the Union Tuesday, President Trump renewed his call for a wall on the southern U.S. border, but did not repeat his recent threats to declare an emergency, striking a less rigid tone in his first address to a divided Congress. Mr. Trump called for both parties to work together, compromise, and reach a deal to pass a spending bill, including funding for the project, but he suggested some flexibility on how long and what it would look like. The address carried less of a dark tone than the president typically adopts in rally speeches. Mr. Trump hailed the strength of the economy and called for both parties to work together on infrastructure and trade, but he doubled down on his description of illegal immigration, which he said was causing lethal drugs and savage gangs to pour into the country. Virginia Attorney General Mark Herring apologized Wednesday for dressing up with his friends in wigs and brown makeup to look like rappers at a college party in 1980, the third blow to the state's Democratic leadership in less than a week. The disclosure comes as Democratic Governor Ralph Northam tries to fight off widespread calls for him to resign over a racist photo in his 1984 medical school yearbook. On Sunday, an allegation emerged that Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax sexually assaulted a woman in 2004. Mr. Fairfax has denied the claim, saying he and the accuser had a consensual sexual encounter. For the latest, go to our website, WSJ.com. General Motors said its fourth quarter operating profit fell 8% as strong sales in the U.S. were offset by weakness in China. The carmaker's revenue and earnings per share came in above analyst expectations. GM said strong pricing on pickup trucks and crossover SUVs in North America drove results, though a 25% drop in China sales during the quarter hurt the bottom line by about $200 million. Tesla has cut the price of its mass-market Model 3 sedan for the second time this year. The Silicon Valley automaker shaved another $1,100 off the cheapest version of the Model 3, lowering the price to $42,900. Last month, Tesla lowered prices by $2,000 for the entry version after a federal tax credit for buyers of electric vehicles was cut in half January 1st. The price cuts are part of Tesla CEO Elon Musk's quest to drive the Model 3 sticker price, not counting tax credits and fuel savings, down to $35,000. Still ahead, United is beefing up its premium travel offerings. Major airlines have focused in recent years on flying in style, competing with each other for lucrative corporate travelers. The Wall Street Journal says United Continental has become the latest carrier to double down on premium travel, adding higher-priced seats to more of its fleet. It involves a big revamp of some of its regional and larger jets. Let's get more on this from Allison Sider of The Wall Street Journal, who joins us via Skype from Chicago. Allison, what United is doing involves replacing economy seats with business class seats, right?
Yeah, in some cases, on 21 of their 767-300s, they're ripping out over half of the economy seats and replacing them. You know, they're increasing the number of their high-end Polaris seats, which can lie flat and they all have aisle access. They're increasing the number of those seats by 50%. So there'll be 46 of them, up from 30. And they're also adding a new zone, which is called Premium Plus. It's like a premium economy that's sort of, it's more expensive and nicer than economy, but not quite at that business level.
So that means there obviously will be fewer seats overall. How many planes are being revamped?
So they're revamping 21 of their 767-300s, and initially those planes will fly from Newark, their hub in New Jersey, to London Heathrow. Eventually, as those planes come online, they'll be delivered in the next 2 years. They'll be flying more routes. So overall, United is adding additional premium seats to over 100 aircraft, and so that also includes their a couple of narrow-body Airbus models, and they're bringing on a new plane, a regional jet. There'll be 50 of them. That it's a 50-seat plane that will truly have two classes, so there'll be a real first class on that, and they'll use that on some of this smaller cities that connect to their hubs.
And one of those flights, at least, originates from Bentonville, Arkansas, which is where Walmart is based. How does Walmart exactly tie in?
That's the one route that United has identified so far. And they've said that they feel they're not picking up the same level of business travel as some of their peers leaving out of that airport. in part because, you know, they'd have flyers who are booking a business class ticket to go, you know, from Bentonville to Hong Kong. And if they're flying United, the first leg of their trip would have to be in coach. So United was concerned that that was driving people to other airlines, to competitors. You know, this way, a business flyer, someone who works at Walmart or, you know, maybe one of the suppliers who's doing business with Walmart can sit in first class for their whole trip if they like.
That's right. These planes, these new planes, they're 50-seat Bombardier CRJ-550s. Why exactly is United sort of behind the curve on this? Just limited seating options? Why are they trailing the other carriers?
Well, this is something that all of the carriers have been looking at doing and are just in various stages of rolling out. You know, Delta, it has really subdivided its cabin into, you know, several different niches. All the airlines are trying to sort of identify smaller groups of customers that are willing to pay for different levels of service. So, you know, their argument is that there'll be sort of something for everyone, from someone who wants just to pay as little as possible for the most basic experience to someone who wants a very luxury experience and kind of at every level of service and price in between.
So we've covered this before at Wall Street Journal podcast. Carriers, you know, they're vying for the business travelers, and they've created new tiers of seating, you know, in hopes of getting people to shell out more for things like extra legroom, which sounds very, very inviting if you're sick and tired of being cramped.
Yes. So, I mean, the different products they have, you know, some of them include up to Polaris at United. That's a seat that can lie flat and, you know, so you can stretch out and use it as a bed, and has, you know, upgraded bedding and you know, a nice memory foam pillow. Sort of at the next tier, there's seats that just have a couple extra inches of legroom, maybe some additional recline, you know, an amenity kit, a nicer meal. And it kind of goes down from there. You know, if you, there's products available if you just want a couple of extra inches instead of the full first class experience. You know, so there's really kind of a big range in what's available. And, you know, looking at the business traveler, some of these upgraded offerings have, you know, the power ports in the seat, which not all economy seats have. So you can plug in your laptop and do work while you're on the plane.
Wall Street Journal reporter Allison Sider joining us via Skype from Chicago. Thanks, Allison.
Thanks so much.
And that's What's News. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal.